I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Anyway, enough of this talk. What else is going on?
That's great.
Well,
talk.
We still haven't heard anything about Australia, guys. I mean, that's why we're here.
Oh, my dude, God.
The koalas.
Tell me what traveling's like. Tell me what Australia's like.
The flight out.
It starts at the pod.
The flight out was sick.
The old aluminum tube.
The flight out was great.
Yeah, it was.
Did you get a bed?
Oh, dude. Fucking Air Canada. Canada can go fuck itself.
Dude.
Oh, Matt told me about this with the
Canada
fucking
Canada might
mask.
Be the lamest country of all time.
They're still easily. Doing that shit?
Dude, it is if CNN was a country.
Bro, it really is. That's
if CNN
fair.
Was a country.
You guys are
that
Project
might be the
Veritas.
Missing part of CNN. There's an A. All the A's. They just put CNN.
Wow.
It's Canada.
Matt thinking outside the box.
Dude.
It's Canada.
It was still got to wear masks on flight.
Yep.
Apparently, they have different health things. They have different germs in Canada. You still need...
You have to wear a mask the whole time. In the airport, people are like, can you please put the mask on?
Yeah.
This little Trudeau's little minions, dude, come up and down the aisle. They're wearing, like, nurse clothes, too. It's like,
oh, they put on full fucking...
Yeah.
They put on, like, hazmat suits to feed you.
So funny.
It was crazy, dude.
I'm not trying to get fired up.
And we were in those...
He's been in the cage the whole time.
He's about to be activated.
We were in a pod, like, one of those bed seats.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's around. No one. I mean, really, no one's within. No one's face is within 6 feet.
I couldn't catch a fap though.
You were
trying to hype me up like I could catch a fap. I was in there like
there's somewhere the thing slides up.
Fuck definitely. Yeah, bro. There's deans.
There's a fap.
There's somewhere the booth goes the whole way up,
so
and that door kind of closes, and you could definitely
fuck.
It's turbulence.
You could do like a military school fap. Is fucking
yeah.
Real quiet.
I caught one of those for real.
Did you really?
Yeah, West Point. I whacked off in the bunks.
Really?
While quitting.
That's probably why you didn't have your power.
That might have been your Faustian deal, dude.
Dude, this guy, I was asleep, and this dude comes up and goes,
dude.
Woke me up like that, like hitting
hard,
that hard. Because my nose was out.
Yeah.
Above my mask.
Matt, I had a fun phone call with Matt. Like, Matt was like not joking around how brutal this
dude,
was.
Dude, it was literally like I was violent and I was half asleep. It was like a shake and I was like, dude, what? And he was like, I'm going to keep coming back. I'm going to keep coming back. You can slide. And I'm like,
you're pissing me
I'm
off.
I'm sleeping, dude.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I thought there was an emergency. I woke up with a stewardess tapping my arm like hard.
Dude,
I was like, holy shit. Yeah.
Remember they said the vaccine was 98% effective?
All right, Bill.
Anyway. Do you remember?
I'm trying to call you a fucking idiot.
Don't get us demonetized.
I'm just saying, do you remember when they said everyone calls
you? You can say this. What's your favorite vaccine?
Huh?
You can ask what's your favorite vaccine. If it's not one of your favorites, that's your right to say so.
No.
Polio was good.
You're in Acapulco, dude.
I'm not in Acapulco, but dude, I've gotten gutted for fucking 2 years over this shit. Now the CDC comes out.
Now you're at the 2 yard line.
The CDC comes out. And says natural immunity is just as good.
The family's
but I'm
watching.
A retard. Somehow I'm
a retard. Who called you a retard?
A million people, dude.
A million people called you a retard.
Somehow.
That's what bombing
dude,
feels like,
walks
by the way.
Like a duck.
No, yeah. That's not because you try to take me down. You try to light my house on fire with me in it. I rise from the fucking ashes like a phoenix.
Enough.
I might as well be a fucking virologist.
Bill, please. I'm trying to experience Air Canada.
Here's the thing.
Hey, Bill, the vaccine guy.
You can say for sure. You say, look, I'm not
just remember
anyone,
when
not
all you guys said that and you were getting on my fucking case about how I'm not a fucking scientist and I'm a retard. Now
who
I'm natural.
That?
Dude, there's everyone people. Fucking said that shit.
All right, you're done. Everyone said you're done. Kind of,
I'm
all
not
right,
a Canadian.
Put him on a leash. Put him on a leash.
Yo.
Just know you
Bill,
were laughing
you
at people saying it was 98 for
Spade. Muzzle your dog.
Yeah.
You could say legally, you could say, according to YouTube's legal team of lawyers, I can demonetize the platform. You could say, guys, anyone, you know, be safe. Do what you got to do. It wasn't my favorite vaccine. I'm more of a polio guy.
Yeah.
One shot kill done. I like that one.
All right, Matt, you guys are in first class.
Yeah.
And they treat, imagine what they treated the peasants.
The peasants.
Imagine how they treated the coaches.
Probably cattle prods. Yeah. Probably cattle prods.
The coaches are probably living
in hell. You should have rolled them.
I was thinking about becoming patriotic.
Let's roll.
Flight 93 straight into the Pacific. That day. I would have done the world a favor.
Yeah. I mean, because
that was also Air Canada's tortoises were all
useless.
55-year-old.
Yeah, they're
CNN,
old.
Dude. It was MSNBC. They definitely whack off to that.
I'm pretty sure it was Brian Stelter.
He's fired now.
Stelter is fired.
He's gone.
He's going to.
Matt, there's a video of Stelter with a mask on getting interrogated by Project Veritas. I enjoyed it, and I know it's a guilty pleasure.
Project Veritas is a guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
sure.
But if you're on the plane and this guy's like tapping you, like,
dude.
But 1 to 10.
But it wasn't
what are
even
we
a tap. This was a smack.
Yeah.
What are we talking?
Smack, bro.
Bro.
I literally said, I was laying there, and I don't know if he was in earshot. I went, pussy. I was so angry. I exclaimed pussy from my pants.
Oh,
I went, pussy.
I was, dude, I was literally, and then you're in a pod, in a bed, dude. It's a tough place to be talking shit.
I would just
shit.
Start screaming.
Bro, I did
it. I was in there just like, for 2 hours, I thought about pressing the button and being like, get me a drink.
Yeah,
I was like, I should do that to this guy. Press the button and be like,
yeah,
go get me a drink.
The only retribution, I screamed pussy really loud while everyone was sleeping from my bunk. And then I also ripped the one ply of my mask. There's two ply. Ripped that fucking other ply open.
We both secretly ripped our plies. he walked by me and was like, can you tell? Because we both thought we were getting away with it. Because we were in the dark. We thought you could rip the bottom ply out.
So obvious.
So clear. Yeah.
I looked like Bane, dude.
You look like one of those Mortal Kombat.
It's funny we both did that out of like dork rage. Just because that guy was mean, you're like, fuck it, I'll wear a mask. I'm fucking rip it.
Dude, I lose my sense.
We both did the exact same thing, dude.
When I get that mad,
Shane,
I lose.
Can you tell?
Yeah,
I just did calf stretches in the bathroom. I was like, Shane, can you tell my mask is ripped?
Oh, dude, I went
a little hole right here.
I asked the lady to stretch. I was back there stretching, and she was like, actually, because of the, I have to check everything, dude, everything.
Check
she,
what? What'd you ask?
I was just standing back by the tortoises doing
just
my fucking stretching.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm not sure if you're allowed to be here right now. Let
oh
me
my
go.
God.
Now, this is the flight there. This is
on the way back.
Oh, okay.
The flight there wasn't that bad.
No, they were okay.
I took mine completely
off.
I
got yelled at a couple times.
Yeah, we had
row,
yeah.
My row, I had a lady that was.
I had a chill row. Me. We were on different rows. My row was a chill guy, and he just, dude, I took mine off and his face the other way and slept. And I thought I could do the same thing on the way back. And, dude, I told you I was so angry.
Nah, he was like so.
The guy
fucked
came
up on
back. The guy came back. It's like, sir, would you like any water? And I just literally stared at him. I just went and just looked at him. Didn't say a word. And I was like, get the fuck away. I was like, I'm not speaking to you. You're a fucking stormtrooper. Fuck off, dude.
You are a Nazi, dude.
You are a Nazi, dude. I just went. I just looked him in his eyes, and I was like, bro, you've lost your humanity, dude.
So how many hours was this flight?
16.
Yeah. Holy shit.
16,
so
bro.
You're in a box with this motherfucker.
Did you ever fucking breathe with a thing covering your face? I was
for
waking
16
up.
16 hours.
I was genuinely waking up going.
Try being a nurse.
They real heroes.
Fucking scumbags.
Yeah, I pretty much did. I did most of the pandemic.
There's Patriot nurses out there.
There's a lot of nurses that look like.
Also, they're getting back pay right now.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
I just wish one of them would go out with me, but I mean.
You don't know about Patriot nurses? Rogies has a Patriot nurse.
Does he?
The lady who administers.
ASL.
She's a babe.
ASL.
Obviously, she's Christian and married.
ASL, dude.
She's Austin, Texas. She's
no.
Christian married.
No, she's probably. ASL. She's probably
age,
taken.
Sex location.
Bill.
Yes.
I said Austin,
Bill,
Texas.
Back in the cage.
Female.
Please.
I don't know her age. Probably 38.
Oh, nice.
She's a beautiful babe. She's into fitness.
So you're saying she knows what she's doing.
I would never say something like that. She's a Christian girl.
Yo, dude.
But it could be.
And a guy's wife. And who definitely has
never
guns.
Never mind. I'm not scared of the dude's
Bill's
guns.
Bill's got
I
his long hair. He thinks
marriage.
He's fucking Samson, dude.
I respect the sanctity of marriage. It has nothing to do with his guns.
I mean, you could comment on a woman's sexual skills, though. If she's older like that, you can assume the older the woman,
about
the more
her being
sexual skills she
a qualified
has.
Qualified nurse.
Matt, please. I know that you're in wedded bliss, but like also over here, dude. You know, come on, man.
I'm just saying, it's
fuck
you know.
Around horny around here, boy.
I mean,
you're not horny anymore. You, huh? Even, you I know about yeah. you.
If she's I'm a married 38.
Bill's fake horny. It's so disgusting, dude. He's so fake horny.
Are you
he claims
horny?
Intel, dude. I've seen him operate.
I don't claim intel anymore.
You got catfished at that bar. Remember that girl tried to be like, yo, come buy me
that
a drink?
That was crazy.
That girl catfished.
That was just a nasty thing to do but for a woman.
Anyway, guys, what's going on in Australia anyway? So
we got a battle Air Canada.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
The one thing that was nice, we get there. Shout out
China,
Brad, dude.
China. I call it China.
Yeah, China.
I was furious in their airport. I'm like, this sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking China.
Well, I think that was... I thought China.
Yo, Matt,
I thought China
nice.
Was just because they were all Asian.
I know you thought
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I was
you
like,
thought
yo,
that.
Nice.
I was talking about the utopia. Like
it kind of worked on
those
levels.
I was talking about the dystopian regime. I was like, it's so dystopian here. And then as I'm like, it's China though. It just so happened to be like 9 million Chinese dudes. They tend to cluster in the billions.
Yeah.
Yo, we're about to hit 8 billion as a population too. I think like today or tomorrow.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's nuts.
China's actually juicing up their numbers. Spade just read a book, and China's completely lying about
listen
how many
to
heads.
A book. Shane's in the room.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
So they have, so they're juicing up their numbies?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That makes sense because I don't believe there's
also, I was listening to another podcast where all those videos, I mean, dude, not to get fucking.
You were reading a podcast.
Huh?
You were reading the podcast.
Watching it.
Okay.
Get over it. They said all those videos.
Fucking over it.
They said all those videos from China were 100% fake. Of the people dropping dead that got everyone in a fucking
frenzy. Of course
frenzy.
They were. There were people like throwing
and
up blood.
And again, what are the koalas like? Just
the
tell
koalas,
me.
The koalas, dude.
Funny enough, when those videos so came out, Nancy Pelosi was down in Chinatown, San Francisco, saying hug an Asian.
I watch,
funny enough.
So for me, so just
yeah, it pissed me off.
When I chillax, yeah. I watch videos of sloths and koalas.
Dude, koalas?
Yeah. When you're, oh my God. Go ahead, dude. Take it away. I know you know a lot.
The T, dude. Fire up the T devil. Fire up the Tasmanian
bro,
devil.
We have a video. We have a video of the Tasmanian devils in action.
Oh, did you do the GoPro?
I tried to film podcasts, but it would like cut out every fucking. I didn't bring it with. I am proficient in the GoPro. I got my GoPro badge now unlocked.
Did you?
So you guys met a Tasmanian devil, koalas.
There were three Tasmanian devils. Two of them. There was. I think it was one boy and two girls.
Yeah.
And they were like.
We watched them crunch bones.
Did they spin it all or no? Is that just cartoon?
That's all cartoon.
That's crap.
Bull okay. crap. But they can't crunch.
We missed them
shit.
Feeding. We were getting our picture with the koala. We missed.
True.
They chained up a fucking dead rabbit and let the boys fucking munch it.
And the boys
got up
down?
There.
Bro.
We got up there when they
dude, for some reason, I thought they ate plants.
No, they're devils. We got up there.
Oh, I thought we were talking about koalas.
Oh, koalas. Oh, yeah. Koalas only eat eucalyptus.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, imagine
a rabbit. Dude, the koalas ate eucalyptus.
Yeah, it was kind of dark.
That'd be nasty.
I'd be so sad if those guys. One of them was on the ground walking, and it was very funny.
Well, they have to feed it while you hold it, otherwise they'll start to spaz.
Yeah, they spaz. I watch videos of koalas spazzing, pretty much.
The way they spaz is literally like... like the one guy was just not watching. They were trying to get him to look at the camera. He was too hungry.
What was their names again?
Ours was Jester. God damn, I'm not kidding. Ours was Jester.
Who was the one that wasn't cooperating?
I forget.
Fuck, I can't remember. His name was
It was, fuck.
Tap your cheek. Hold
on. He was named after,
yes.
It wasn't Merlin.
It was Romeo.
Merlin.
Juliet.
Oh, fuck. I forget that his name was sick, though. Lester. No, that's Jester.
Jester?
Dumbass. I'm a dumbass.
But
it'll come back.
The koala in front of us was acting up.
He wouldn't cooperate.
He was not cooperating, dude.
Cooperating. Nice one.
Here we go. And they had to keep getting him different branches of eucalyptus, and they're picky with the eucalyptus. So, like, you could hit the
That's
girl,
all they grub?
Yeah, that's all they grub. Yeah. They're useless, dude.
Yeah.
Except for being cutie.
They fall.
They're
truly
being cuties.
Yeah.
They're totally cuties.
They fall out of trees.
All of these animals never would have made it if they didn't live on an island.
Good point.
Yep.
Yeah.
None of them.
Do they fall?
Kangaroos might have.
Oh, kangaroos could take over the world.
Kangaroos are beasts. Yeah.
How tall?
Yourself.
7 feet, 6 feet.
Some
that's
of them,
that's
boys,
an inland.
The big
that's
boys,
the red kangs.
Yeah, you're thinking about the redbacks. They get yoked, too.
Yeah, I saw
them.
Oh,
they're jacked,
very
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
The ones we saw were passive.
Bro, they were doped up.
You saw wallabies. You saw rockos.
We did get to see wallabies.
We saw some joeys.
Did you see, what are the birds, magpies?
No, we saw...
Kookaburras.
We saw kookaburras. Yeah, kookaburras.
That
we
was
saw
sick.
Those boys. They were awesome.
Bin chickens.
Emus,
yeah.
Bin chickens was the best. We got there day one. There was this thing walking... Like these... They have these birds with like... I don't know what the fuck those
hornbill,
are. Ibises?
Yeah.
Ibis?
They look like the fucking Miami
they
Hurricanes.
They look crazy. We're looking at them. We're walking through this park. We're like, holy shit, look at this fucking bird. And while we're staring at it, I was like, dude, this is definitely their pigeon.
Yeah, we got trained.
And you and me are Asians right now. In a park, just like,
there's a camera like 2 inches.
Look at this thing.
Dude,
and then we were like,
close-ups
what are these?
Are unbelievable.
We were like, what are these birds? The guy's like, you talking about bin chickens? Fucking bin chickens.
Like, fuck.
Shit.
Yeah, you sussed that out pretty quickly.
I knew these were pigeons.
It's starting to come alive, dude.
Yes.
I thought that was just from the Bud Light. I was like, damn, I'm already hallucinating.
Yeah, you sussed that out pretty quickly. We were like bent over inspecting it like, this is crazy. And
it was
like,
it is truly crazy to see like a fucking tropical type bird just chilling.
They're very guilty. They're very ecologically guilty people too. Everything they're like, yeah, that's the bird. We've we've deforested and now we can't, it has to go here. They're dying.
I've heard that there's propaganda.
That's when that whole thing started. I was like, good, get rid of it.
Yep.
They're like, we built in its marshlands. It's like, good. I hope you built a school and a hospital where those dumb fucking birds lived in a swamp.
Dude, think about how many American animals just are gone and we don't even know about them.
Dude, they're,
like before the scientists got here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're very, they're very guilty people.
They need, well, that's because, again, it started with George Floyd, dude.
True.
Everybody, the whole world.
Say, America dictates. Me?
Say Saint, his name.
America dictates the entire world's culture. So when we had race wars, every other country had to be like, oh yeah, we're racist too.
This is what I'm trying to see the world.
Like, Australia's like, what we did to the Aboriginals was so fucking
What did they do?
Evil.
There wasn't that many of them.
They wiped the boys out.
Yeah.
They gave him a whooping.
Well, dude, I watched.
Hey, you better get out of here.
Dude, I just watched on the way back. I watched the second half of, what was it, Judas and the Black Messiah?
Yes.
And it is crazy they try to put Floyd up with him as a civil rights. It's like, bro, come on.
With Fred Hampton?
Yeah, they're trying. I'm not saying they're definitely going one for one.
I mean,
Matt,
we're not even going to get into how they love the FBI right now, but whatever.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, yeah. The FBI that executed Fred Hampton in his bed.
Yeah.
This is in Acapulco.
True.
I hate this state.
Yeah. You made me a Bud Light, man. This is an Acapulco. I'm allowed to. I don't listen to people saying aloud. I'm going to be
point.
Yellow.
Can you get me another seltzer, too?
I'm going to be yellow in a fucking month. Yeah.
See if you can grow it out, dude.
It's close.
Yeah.
He looked. I'm at Veruca.
Catch 99.
Yep, obviously.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it's fucking sick, dude. Australia is it's another. That sounds like another world.
Sydney is fucking
You went there, it's winter time.
That was nice. Putting a hoodie on. Putting a hoodie on felt good, dude.
It's gotta
feel good.
As soon
as I put it on, I was like, I'm coming, I feel myself coming back to life.
It's cozy boy season.
Hello.
It was Australia's the best country outside of the United States. But I'll go ahead and say it.
It does fuck you up though. Definitely better than Canada, dude. Fuck Canada forever.
Dude, think if Minnesota was just CNN.
Ugh.
It's the gayest country on earth.
Montreal was pretty cool when I was
there. Montreal is sick, but
the architecture is cool. The people there, there's some dudes who like speak French and they think they're elitist.
That's
like,
another thing about fucking Canada. You have to make every announcement twice.
Oh yeah.
They keep speaking French. It's like, dude,
yeah.
Stop. Just fuck it.
I for a while thought they picked French just to piss me off. I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
The flight attendants have to they're like, okay, you know how it's typical flight bullshit where they're like, here's how you wear your safety belt in case of a crash, grab your fucking ankles
and suck your own dick.
Die like a fucking coward, dude. Grab your ankles and suck your own dick.
Imagining Matt the fire in this one, like the spazzing, like
PC principal.
Yeah, like what he's holding back is unreal.
I was so angry. It was like
they're sitting there announcing shit in French and it's like, dude, he's about to pop the fuck off.
And some dude that's like Iwo Jima going by some World War II vet, like motherfucker.
Dude, the scrub of like when I finally yelled pussy, there was like, it was like, no, that would be life ruining. No, can't do that. And it was like, pussy.
That like kept you from turning green and hulking out.
I get it, man.
I can see losing on a plane.
Bro.
That I want to shake your
I'm
hand.
I'm telling you, I was close to pressing the button. I was like, would they really land this bird, dude, if I fucking wild out?
There's nowhere to land it, dude. We're in the middle of the Pacific.
It was international waters. But also they weigh those fines. I'm like, these people are fucking brutal enough to like fine me $5,000.
I want to ask them. I wanted, because the whole time they're like, if not complying with wearing the mask, you are subject to fine.
Yeah.
I want to just ding that fucking gay ass bitch back and be like, damn, how much is the fine for not wearing a mask? As soon as he's name a number, pussy.
Yeah. You think Gillis doesn't
have it? That's an American. That's pure American.
Also, I'm never paying you.
True. Yeah,
I live in America.
That's Washington right there, bro. I'm not paying you.
That's Daddy Warbucks, bro.
I'm never coming back.
Don't be nasty. That's no taxation without representation.
Crossing the Delaware.
He's saying 1776. You're making fun of my income because now that I have a lot of money, you've changed.
I mean, if you have so much,
Bill's
give me
constantly
10 G's.
Scheming, like, dude, Shane could do this. Shane could give us
you talk to me?
Huh?
Man, I see man turn fool for the money one too many times.
I always try to fucking lift you up.
Why'd you just drag me down? Why'd you call me Daddy Warbucks being mean?
Dude,
being
I'm uneducated. He's just looking for the cool thing to say.
He's just doing it for content. Thing
to say.
Daddy Warbucks. I want to invest in you guys to build stuff. I want to invest in Spade to go. We'll get in on that. We'll get in. He was telling me. Have you heard the idea of
Europe? We'll get on to it in the Patreon
a little bit. What's your idea? For a second, can we Shark Tank you?
Yes, please.
We'll do it in the Patreon. We're already an hour in.
We're an hour in already.
No, we keep rolling, dude.
The boys can't handle this shit.
The boys haven't munched in a while.
Yeah, the boys
dude.
Haven't munched.
Yeah, let's feed the boys. Yeah.
I'd like to fuck
Bill,
them.
Bill. I know you hate them. I know you hate
them.
Keep
them all red.
I'm Bill. A laid-out boy.
Bill, we have...
yeah.
Pussy-ass bitch. Yeah. It's good. I'm just getting
Are you still
up.
Holding down emoticons only in the comments?
I'm trying, but dude, it's fucking tough out there.
The floodgates broke?
I put a fucking mandate. Only emojis. It's way sicker.
Dude, think of the Lord of the Rings guy with the bomb running. That's the guy breaking the emoji wall, just diving, just faggot. Yeah.
The funniest part is like, I do this shit. Dude, I do this shit.
Me and
shit.
Bill are just in the helm. Yeah,
dude. I do this. I'm laughing at Spade like, oh, God, these guys are trying to put up words. I'm deleting them. I'm laughing while these are doing it. And these guys are like, they have no idea. This is censorship. You're such a fucking idiot.
They're in Acapulco, dude.
Yeah.
This is Skankfest, dude. The people
Bill, think about what
on Reddit and all that are Skankfest.
Think about the mutants that listen to us talk. Anyway,
we got Skankfest rules. I'm excited about it.
True.
We got two sharks here, Bill. You want to pitch?
Please let me hear your pitch.
Okay.
Because I heard
Skankfest is a lot of just fat legs and jean shorts,
sock lines. Yeah,
hey, I mean hey, it does hey, rule. Hey, yo.
Wait, what? What did he say? What did he say?
Sock lines.
Chill.
I mean, it does rule, but. If you were to scan and measure the calves of all the...
It is bad. It is bad getting high on psychedelics and then walking out and they're like, yo, this is the CEO of Kratom. You want to talk to him? And it's like, holy shit.
It's like there's dudes that still wear...
All right. So here's... I know you guys still have to run the idea past the sharks.
We'll save it. We'll
I will
save
say, it's definitely cost more than $36 a night. To live in Europe.
You're all fucking... Right, that's ahead. Why you're a punt. Airbnb exists.
Hold on. Start from the beginning. I want
Sharks.
To hear this. Yes.
Can I talk first?
Yeah, you are the hype man.
You're what's his name? Mr. Beautiful. That, or Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, Mr.
I think this idea stinks and there's no margin.
I'm obviously Mark Cuban.
Matt Cuban.
No,
Matt Cuban.
No. Matt's yes. The dude who owns Fubo.
That's over the line. That's over the line. That's over the line.
That's insane.
You don't know about the culture. That's over the line.
He's an entrepreneur. Line, dude. He's an entrepreneur. All right.
What's the idea?
Oh, no.
Cuban, Mr. Wonderful.
This wasn't like this.
Mr. Beautiful. He called me Mr. Beautiful.
Yeah. Right, Mr. Beautiful. Yo, that was one of them slips.
Yeah.
That was one of those Faustian slips.
That's a Faustian slip.
All right, guys, shut the fuck up for 5 seconds.
It's not, even not a good start, dude. You're talking to sharks.
It's not.
Right
it wasn't even a pitch. This is something like me and Spade, we're just talking on the phone. We're like, this Spade wants to go see the world. And he deserves that. He went through the pits of Mordor, and now he's here. He's an ascended
man. He's in the darkest depths of Mordor.
Dude, I told Shane he should sing Led Zeppelin for the next fucking goddamn comedy jam.
He told me to sing Ramble On.
Oh, yeah,
he's so nasty.
Dude, Ramble like limp wrist. Limp wrist like Robert Plant.
Yeah. Oh, please do it.
Time sales, all mother. Time sales.
So we were just talking, and Spade wants to go see the world. And obviously, there's people who want to hear us talk. We have a podcast that's doing pretty good. There's a lot of people who said it sucks so bad for so many months. Then it's like, dude, we're actually doing very good at it. So that sucks for you guys. Anyway, we're chilling. Spade wants to go see the world. Roadcaster, $600. If you know Wallow 267,
Why do you need a Roadcaster though?
Dude, we can play that in the Patreon, dude. We'll go on to this.
Oh, hell yeah.
I can get the HQ version, dude.
Leaves are falling all around. I was on my way.
It's pretty good, dude.
Oh, my God. Dude, you might have to Robert Plant.
You need to have the limp wrist.
Just like a unitard with fucking dangly fucking sleeves.
No, I'm doing Elvis now after I saw the crap Elvis movie. I'm just Elvis now. All right.
We'll pitch. I'll pitch. All I'm saying is Spade wants to go. We'll keep on doing the podcast, but Spade hasn't been out there. He hasn't seen the world.
Time for him to ramble.
Now, if you see this man going through Amsterdam with a GoPro, bug-eyed.
Yo.
What?
That'd be nice, actually.
That's what I'm saying.
You're talking about everywhere, 24/7. I want unlimited access.
You get these pussies that go and do these tours, and it's like, oh, this is pretty nice. I want to see Spade try to hold his shit together and go through Amsterdam and tour that place and not break.
You want to see a hobbit go through Rivendell?
Yes.
You want to see a hobbit leave the Shire?
I just think it would be funny to see a normal-ass dude, an everyday kind of guy.
The world is not in my books.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and stop you there.
What?
You're going to listen to what I say. This is Shark Tank.
Okay.
You just referred to that guy as a normal ass dude.
Yes.
False. But so go ahead and start your pitch over. False.
Most people won't know him. This will slowly start popping up on people's feeds. I mean, people have real good, dude. What
disaster.
The fuck?
Disaster. He did that on purpose because he was off camera, dude.
What the fuck?
Edit that out. They cannot see us.
Yeah, I just think it would be funny. And then if Spade's calling me every week, he's got the Rodecaster. I got the Rodecaster.
Why do you need two Rodecasters?
Huh?
Why do you need
two? Shit's mega, dude. Have you ever used a Rodecaster?
I do. I use one, but I'm saying, why don't you just Zoom and have one person record audio?
Zoom sucks.
Okay, hey guys, this is a professional setup. We are professional about this.
I know,
stuff.
But would you guys yeah. each capture your own audio and then send each other the file?
We don't give a fuck. It's just sick to have a Rodecaster. Look at all the lights and shit in front of me.
I mean, okay.
I agree with you. The lights are sick.
You plug and he can plug his shit in. We don't know how to play video.
I'm in, but I want 90% of the
okay. So you guys can both Bluetooth video.
If you funded Spade's venture, dude,
I would do that, but
we're a Christian group right here. We don't do all that shit. Like, oh, no, Mom, look at me. I'm 50%. Dude, we'll split it up even. Whatever we need, we'll
that's
do.
That's not how you act on Shark Tank, dude. You don't come at Daddy Beautiful.
I'm just saying they do.
Daddy Beautiful.
They do, though, when they know that their product is good. We don't need investors. We didn't ask it. You sit there and started nagging us, saying that you can't go to fucking Denmark for $38. Turns out, fact check, yes, you can.
You
Airbnb.
There's Airbnbs.
Airbnbs are $38 in Denmark.
Bro, you're in a hostel.
Shane. You understand where you're going to be staying.
Okay.
No,
yo.
No, I've never been anywhere.
Joe Penthouse over here, he does understand. Dude, Spade didn't have windows in his fucking house.
Joe Penthouse.
Spade didn't have windows in his house for a fucking winter, bro.
You'll be in a room. I did this in Brazil. You'll be in a room with 12 people.
It's not Brazil. You can't get a. In Denmark get a $38.
Dude, he'll literally
Airbnb.
Show you.
That's
pop it up,
dude. You're gonna embarrass yourself on your own pocket. Holy fuck! Holy fuck! Holy fuck!
On the date.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
You want it,
Matt? This is my wish list.
Oh my god!
Just take it for a spin.
You're actually doing this right now.
The date you want it.
Oh my god.
Bill.
Just check out the pricing.
Don't be afraid to look at me when you come at me like this.
Dude, I'm just
don't avoid eye contact when you come at me.
Go ahead. What are you just saying? They're
$38?
Yeah.
I bet it's one day.
Isle of Wight, UK is $132.
David Icke lives there. Yeah.
Nice.
You got to go meet Icke.
We want to do a podcast with Icke.
That's $132.
I want you
That's
to do
not bad.
Podcast.
Isle of Wight is $132.
Yes.
Belfast is $57 a night.
What day, though? That's the thing. That's how these work.
We're not going during Christmas, bro.
No. But if you look on there, it'll give you the cheapest thing. It'll be one day of the entire year. If you schedule it for when you're there, it's going to be whatever price they name.